tasty meal that can make a great lunch or breakfast. The word sandwich was first used in the 18th century after the Earl of Sandwich, who is said to have asked for meat tucked between two pieces of bread. He was fond of this form of food because it allowed him to continue playing cards while eating without getting his cards greasy. So, let's make a healthy sandwich. But first, we need some ingredients. What do you think we need to make a sandwich?
I know. Let's go to the shops.
First, pick your favourite type of bread. White, wheat, whole grain or rye. It can also be a roll or pita bread. What type of bread do you think is the healthiest?
I don't like brown bread. It's disgusting.
Well, how about we get some Hovis, best of both?
I want white bread.
Hovis, best of both, is white bread, but with the same goodness as brown bread.
Whatever.
Let's go down this aisle. Next, we need to decide on the filling. Jam, peanut butter, ham, cheese, various other meats, lettuce, tomato, pickles, bacon bits, onions, turkey, beef, chicken. You've got lots of choices. What do you think would be the healthiest?
What you put on a sandwich is really up to your imagination and preferences. Just remember to put things you enjoy eating, because you have to eat it. I want chocolate spread.
How about tuna and salad?
I want chocolate spread.
No, we're having tuna and salad because it's healthy.
Yes, Mummy.
Back to the kitchen. Firstly, you need two whole slices of bread to make a full sandwich. And you can use one slice to make half a sandwich. You can also toast your bread. Secondly, choose a spread that will make the bread stick together. Margarine, butter, mayonnaise, or avocado are always good choices. Combine the spreads for a different and delicious taste. Thirdly, put in the filling. Fourthly, when you have finished putting together the foods you like to eat, slice the sandwich for easier handling. Fifth, add a cup of soup, pickle, fruit juice, milk, or a drink of your choice to go with it for a